Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-x, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-x, pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash, drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dinah and Goldman visited Unique, who was grieving over the death of her friend Raquel and worried about her own future. Catalina called and invited Myrtle over. There, she asked her to respect her and Maurice's relationship and for them to once again be cordial. Myrtle later asked Zena to trap Maurice to show Catalina that her relationship with him was a rebound. Right now, we join Thomas and Maria at home.
Good afternoon to all our members and our listeners in Maverick.
Maria, you know you're getting a little fat, right?
Thomas! Why don't you leave me alone?
But how are you getting fat if you just hardly eat?
And how are you so bony?
I just exercise a lot. I play football and cricket every day after school.
Well, good for you.
You should come and lose some weight.
No, thank you.
I'm just looking out for you.
I didn't ask you.
What, seriously? You really should start eating what Auntie Skeeter cook, you know? Eat your fruits and vegetables. Miss was telling us that we need to have a balanced diet and eat from all 6 food groups to be healthy.
And your teacher told you to come home and tell me?
No, but I just sharing.
Thomas, I am older than you. You really think I didn't learn that in school already?
So why you don't practice it then?
If I was malnourished, I would be dead.
You probably think that because you're getting fat, everything is okay? But that could be unhealthy weight gain. You know that there are good fats and bad fats, right?
Why don't you go outside and kick your ball?
So why we can't gaff?
I don't want to be bothered.
Maria, I see you as my big sister. But sometimes, you act like you don't like me.
And you do the same things to me sometimes.
We should try to get along.
Whatever.
Anyway, as I was saying, there are good fats and bad fats. Good fats are unsaturated fats from things like nuts and seeds and some oils, like olive oil and even avocado pear, which you don't like.
I can like what I like and not like what I don't like.
But Maria, you will only get more and more unhealthy if you don't start eating your fruits and veggies. Then when you eat bad fats, like trans fats, it's not gonna be good for you. All them snacks like the cookie you like buy, got some of them bad fats.
I will still eat it.
You will eat the food that is not the healthiest, but you will not eat fruits and vegetables? That makes sense for a person who is not too smart.
You calling me stupid, Thomas?
I am just saying that it is not smart to eat unhealthy foods and not the healthy ones.
And I don't need a child to tell me anything.
I might be a child, but I listen to my teachers. I see how much Auntie Skeeter has been trying to make sure we get fruits and vegetables every day.
Whatever.
By the way, you know what are grow foods, go foods, and glow foods? Oh, see, you don't want to talk to me anymore? Well, I will continue talking anyway. Go foods give energy. I need to make sure I have my go food for all the football and cricket I play so I can go, go, go. Go foods like bread, rice, and potato. Maria, you sleeping a lot these days. Maybe you need to eat some more go foods.
Whatever.
And then grow foods will help you grow. As I am still growing, so I need my grow foods. Things like meat and fish and eggs. Even from nuts, peas, and beans. You don't have a problem eating those things. So maybe that's why you are putting on weight. You think so? Anyway, glow foods help you to fight diseases. You know things like fruits and vegetables that you don't like eat?
Oh, shut up, Thomas.
What's going on in here?
Tell your son, Thomas, to stop bothering me.
Thomas?
I was just talking to her about some things I learned in school about nutrition.
Where's Kito?
She gone to the market.
And who left this food here with the flies flying on?
Not me.
Maria, I'm fed up with your wasting food in this house, girl. You're dead too good. You think I go out on the road and pick up money? I work hard to provide for us. Every day I go to the farm and you're leaving good greens I planted on your plate.
I was full.
Every day is the same thing with you. You know many people don't have anything to eat? You're dead too good. I'm fed up with this nonsense.
Maria, you want some water to drink?
Look, Thomas, take this money and go buy some cigarettes for me. I need to have a serious talk with this girl.
All right, Daddy. Coming back just now.
You need to stop the crying right now.
I'm going to lie down.
Don't walk away from me. I'm talking to you.
Uncle Ralph, no.
You need some discipline. I'm not going to put up with any more nonsense from you. I am not your mother who letting you get away with foolishness.
Okay. Please leave me alone. I promise I'm not going to waste any more food.
You're not going to waste it because I'm going to tell your mother don't give you any. Why are you crying? Be quiet. Shut up.
So I'm here with the Guyana Babu, Terry B.
Girl Shelly, all over the odd bin looking for work. And just because she's a trans woman, nobody wants to hire her.
What? I thought she would have done fine something by now.
Some people have no respect for trans women or the LGBT community, period.
I know. It's sad.
If it's sad, you could imagine somebody judging you because your lifestyle is different to theirs. People making assumptions that trans women and LGBT persons all have diseases and things like that.
Like if disease is only for one set of people.
I tell you, I spend a lot of time around Christopher and Dion and I see how people look at them.
It's sad. Because in a time where we have so much information, people still very ignorant.
Exactly.
But nobody's supposed to be discriminating against anybody.
You know we have a stigma and discrimination policy.
Really?
Yeah, we do. Is me friend who does work with vulnerable communities like people living with HIV and LGBT tell me.
Oh, okay.
I was explaining to her Dion's situation and that is how she come to tell me. With a stigma and discrimination policy, you could be penalized for stigmatizing somebody because of their HIV status or gender identity.
I hope they doesn't enforce it.
Yeah, but I guess plenty of people don't know this.
Girl, even if some of them know, they would still go ahead with the ignorance. A lot of people fully dance and proud.
Tell me about it.
But you know what? I just had a thought.
Okay.
Maybe I could ask Ignatius if he could find something at the company for Dion.
Really?
What's the point of me husband having a big company employing people and I can't ask if you're squeezing one of me friends?
Oh, Shelly, that is so kind of you. But you think Ignatius gonna want to hire a trans woman?
When I don't talk to he gonna hire she.
But you know you don't have to go out to your We friends says she can help Dion get something.
Listen, even if your friend find a job and Ignatius say yes, Dion has options. Let me talk to my husband.
Shelly, darling, you outdo yourself tonight. Everything is so delicious.
Thanks, Iggy.
What were you celebrating?
Nothing. I just felt like making a nice dinner for my husband.
I thank you, my dear wife.
And there's something I want to talk to you about.
There we go. I know this was not just about us having a nice dinner. What you want? For us to start having sexual relations again? Shelley, I already told you, although I have forgiven you for what you did with my nephew, and we are no longer getting the divorce, I am not ready for that.
I understand. But there's now I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. What is it?
It's about my friend who's staying at the house.
You mean the people that you have living almost rent-free?
Ignatius.
Just say, in today's Guyana, you could get quadruple the rent you have charging those people for that place.
Yeah, but they're just helping out my friends.
You have a rich husband, and that's why you can afford to act like this.
Iggy, you know I appreciate every little thing that you've done for me.
Yes, my dear.
Anyways, I wanted to ask you if it is possible for you to give Dion a little hold on at your company.
Which one is Dion?
The trans.
Oh!
She's been looking for work and no luck.
Look, Shelley, I don't know how my employees will feel about having a trans woman working there. I don't want to create an uncomfortable environment.
I thought you were open-minded.
I am not saying I have a problem with Dion or whatever her name is, but I must think about my company's image.
Oh, and you think a trans woman will bring down your company's image?
I am saying that I don't know how people will react.
Ignatius, you know they got a stigma and discrimination policy.
And what does that mean?
It means that you're going to be penalized for stigmatizing someone because of the gender identity or HIV status.
Oh?
And the man that I married is not that kind of person.
I didn't know about the existence of something like that.
I didn't know until Robin told me about it.
Oh?
And I went and looked it up. You know the United Nations program on HIV and AIDS has 10-10-10 targets.
Shelley, when you do research, you're just ready to treat me like I am ignorant.
Oh, Iggy, I just want to share it with you.
What is 10-10-10 targets since you're going to tell me anyway?
10-10-10 targets means by 2025, the goal is that less than 10% of the countries will have policies that deny access to justice, less than 10% of the people living with HIV and other key populations will experience stigma and discrimination, and less than 10% of women, girls, people living with HIV and key population will experience gender inequality and violence.
You think that they can accomplish that?
Hopefully, but you could help them meet the goal in, you know, a little way by hiring Dion, who is part of the key population.
So you can guilt trip me.
I know my husband is not one to practice stigma and discrimination.
All right. I will give it some thought. I don't wish to discriminate against anyone because of their gender identity.
Very good, Iggy.
But I will have to find out how my staff feel about it.
You know they got some people in there like Coretta and them gonna have a problem.
At the end of the day, it is my company.
Well, I want you to remember that, Ignatius.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.